Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 1008, for Wednesday, February 26th, 2025. This is the Buzz List edition, a bi-monthly look at the most anticipated games by Board Game Geek users based on their wish lists, and compiled by Doug Faust, whose BGG username is Frim, P-H-R-I-M. This data is for... This is the January-February list. His data is from February 16th, about a week and a half ago. There are 4 new entries in the top 10, which is the most that we've seen in over a year, going back to December of 2023, when there were 6. The 4 games falling out are from number 9, the Fellowship of the Ring trick-taking game, from number 5, Aridia, from 4 to 37, Dune Imperium Bloodlines, and from number 3, SETI. Aridia falling out is particularly noteworthy, of course, because of these being released. That's why a game falls off the buzz list, typically. Noteworthy about Aridia is that it had 22 appearances on this list, which is the second most ever in the history of the list. The list does go back to the beginning of when Doug Faust started doing it back in 2009. The game with the most appearances, 26, which 26 means with there being 6 a year, that's nearly, over 4 years of being on the list, was Brazil, which is a game that basically was vaporware, never was released, is still in the top 25, somewhere in the teens this time around. Just because people added to their list and never took it off. That happens sometimes. The first new entry is at number 10. It was number 18 2 times back, number 15 in December. Now number 10 for Luthier. It's spelled L-U-T-H-I-E-R by Dave Beck and Abe Burson, published by Paverson Games, with a buzz score of 1,228. That's a gain of 157. It also has 155 owners marked because it was a Kickstarter project, and it is due to deliver in June. Re-entering the top 10, that is something that does not happen very often, especially since the last time it was on was it was off for 4 consecutive times. That takes us back to, December, October, August, or June. The last time it was on was last April, 2 times back, number 16, last time up to 13, now up to 9 for Horror on the Orient Express, the board game, by Mikhail Golubovsky and Adam Kwapinski, published by Chaosium, with a buzz score of 1,245, 17 more than Luthier, a gain of 74. It also has over 100 owners, and its Kickstarter is due to deliver in August. So again, it doesn't happen very often that a game re-enters the top 10. But this month it's happened twice. At number 8, returning after 3 times off, so it last charted in June, charting for the second time also. It was 14 2 times back, last time up to 12. And again, a 4-position climb. Luthier had a 5-position climb, Horror on the Orient Express 4. And also up 4 for number 8, The Old King's Crown, by Pablo Clark, published by Eerie Idle Games, with a buzz score of 1,274, 29 more than Horror on the Orient Express, a gain of 57, also over 150 owners, also a Kickstarter project, this one due to deliver in April. Repeating at number 7 for the third time, that's the position it's held down each time it's been on the list, Saltfjord, by Christian Amundsen Ostby and Eilif Svensson, published by Aporta Games, with a buzz score of 1,458. That is 184 more than The Old King's Crown. It's a decline, actually, of 97 points, but that is because it has had so many owners added. For the second time in a row, it has had well over 400 owners. It's up to over 1,100. That means, according to the way the buzz score is calculated, it is actually on the wish lists of nearly 2,600 people. And then you subtract out the number of owners and you end up with the buzz score of about 1,450. This is because it has seen release in Europe, but is still due to be released here in the States sometime in the middle of the year. Number 6, Flow by Henry Audubon, Johnny Pack, and Yoma, published by Pika Games, with a buzz score of 1,578, 120 more than Salt Fjord, a gain of 50, and like several games below it, it also jumps up 4 positions from last time. Last time it was number 10. It also has about 150 owners listed. This Kickstarter project was originally due to deliver in June. Then it was pushed to later in the year, and now is either late this year or early 2026. Number 5, World Order by Vangelis Vahiratakis and Barnabas Timotiou, published by Hegemonic Project Games, with a buzz score of 1,632, 54 more than Flow, a gain of just 24, again a game with over 100 owners, as is true of most of these Kickstarter projects, this one due to deliver in October. This is the second time on the list for World Order, and it steps up 1 position from its entry last time at number 6. Our highest new entry is actually a debut, so it did not appear anywhere on the buzz list 2 months ago because it was recently announced. Debuting at number 4, The Lord of the Rings, Fate of the Fellowship by Matt Leacock, published by Z-Man Games, with a buzz score of 1,940. That's 308 more than World Order. It still manages to have 43 owners listed because of the way people manage their collection status. It is due to be released in June. After peaking at number 2 last time, stepping back a spot to number 3, where it was 2 times back, is Galactic Cruise by T.K. King, Dennis Northcott, and Colton Thompson, published by Kinson Key Games, with a buzz score of 1,955, 15 more than Fate of the Fellowship. That is a decline of 22, as its Kickstarter project is now shipping. It's added a couple hundred owners to over 400. And this game is the longest running game in the top 10. The first time with only 8 appearances, right? The first time that's been true in quite a while. And since it's already shipping, we would expect it not to be in the top 10 next time. So that honor will be handed off to probably the game that's sitting at number 1 currently, which will be sticking around for a little while longer. But first, number 2, in its 5th appearance, after hovering in the lower reaches of the top 10, suddenly jumping up 6 spots from last time, from 8 to 2, Vantage by Jamie Stegmeier, published by Stonemeyer Games, with a buzz score of 2,027. That is 72 more than Galactic Cruise, a gain of about 500. 478. So where did the sudden publicity for Vantage come from? I don't know. I haven't been following it super closely. Maybe it was a designer diary. Maybe it was pre-orders open. I'm honestly not sure. It's not due to be released until the middle of the year. But repeating at number 1 for the second time, this is our second longest running game with 7 appearances, Speakeasy by Vitalis Cerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games, with a buzz score of 2,636, 609 more than Vantage. That's a gain of 400 from last time, as about 300 owners listed. Its Kickstarter is due to deliver in September. It could very well be that Speakeasy is going to hang out here at the top of the list until that Kickstarter delivers later in the year. Or, you know, who knows? Maybe Fate of the Fellowship makes a surge. Maybe Vantage makes an additional surge. We'll see. Or some new game that we haven't even heard of yet. I guess we'll find out in a couple months. For Wednesday, February 26th, 2025.